All right, and welcome back, ladies and gents, for another oddball issue. Today, we're going to talk about Lance Barnes' post-nuke dick. Dick as in detective, get your mind out of the gutter. This is from July of 1993. It is from Epic Comics, which is a subsidiary of Marvel Comics. It's kind of where they put things that didn't quite fit into the Marvel U, things like certain Elektra stories, Akira. Akira is another one that they threw in there. Your writer for this book is Stefan Petrucha, and artist is Barry Crane, with colors by Steve Buccellato. Basically, what is odd about this cover? I will tell you. It is a 30s-style detective with a Tommy gun shooting an ATM, which I originally thought was a slot machine. Just the way it's drawn, I get it after the fact, but, you know, quick glances and all. While a blonde with a prosthetic leg is hanging onto his leg in a classic sci-fi pose. Did I mention that her fake leg is being viciously gnawed on by the meanest dog ever? The cover blurb reads, "Big dog digs log, drags dick's chick." So, this story, it's actually a little more serious. It's silly and sci-fi, but at the same time, it's a more serious undertone to the story. So when you see things like this on your cover, you are very confused as to what kind of story they're actually trying to present. Lance and his girl, Peg, travel the wasteland after Lance unknowingly caused a nuclear meltdown of Earth. He is hard on himself most of the time. He ends up becoming a champion for a politician who has plans on saving the world. This book is odd for sure, but has fun gags. Lance's inner monologue is fantastic noir schlock. I enjoyed how Petrucha wrote it. Things heat up between the politicians, who seem less crooked than most stories, instead being sincere, yet hapless. The flow is good, and the payoff is too, even if a little underwhelming for so much weird. There's a lot of weird, and you get at the end and you're like, well, sure. It's not bad. It's just, God, it's so weird. Your art, Barry Crane's art, has a grainy pencil style. It fits this weird story perfectly. The angles chosen are the best part of the artwork by far. Unusual angles make non-dynamic objects appear important or interesting. Very good work making classic detective elements blend with the apocalyptic. I would imagine reading a script for this comic would be fun, but one hell of a challenge. So, very good on you, Barry Crane. I think you did a great job. And I was impressed. I was impressed with it. Like I said, it's a weird book. Being in the 80s, picking this off, or the 90s, I'm sorry, picking this off the rack, maybe I would have done it. I don't know. I mean, 93, it's tough to compete with your X-Men that were red hot at the time, your Image stuff was going to start up, your Spawns, like, you know, the darker side of things. This is actually kind of dark too, but this is dark for the people who don't give a shit about your Spawns and your X-Men, which is kind of what we all turn into now. My final thought on it is I enjoyed the comic for what it was. I enjoyed the comic for what it was, an original merging of genres that at times can be very overdone. At the time this comic was published, however, apocalyptic movies and comics were not yet everywhere. Noir less so, with the possible exception of a lesser extent, the Dick Tracy movie. The inner monologue and fun angles are top-notch, while everything else feels on par. Nothing overly annoying to slow the story down, which is surprising, with the political-religious feel from many characters. I doubt these characters have a longer shelf life than this miniseries. The correct amount of story was told. For that reason, along with the passion clearly put into the issue, Lance Barnes, post-nuke dick, received 6 Super Pros out of 10. I hope you enjoyed this another oddball issue. If you know an oddball issue you want me to read, and I can actually find it, I will. But trust me, I've got plenty on tap. There may have been some confusion. Super Pro is just a silly, silly, weird comic from Marvel back in the day, teaming with NFL. If you're not familiar with Super Pro, definitely look them up. In my rating system, even though Super Pro is a bad thing, in my opinion, the more Super Pros you get, the better. So 10 out of 10 Super Pros is the highest the rating will go. All right, and that is it. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you check out all the other great stuff heading your way from Capes and Scowls, both YouTube and audio. Like, subscribe, all that crap. You know what to do if you like it. I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to beat you over the head with it. Yeah, but just make sure you come back for more things odd.